Hello.
This is Mr. Conditional Clause, filling in for Edmund Dantes this week. For all you midday nappers there in Baltimore, we've got a little song for you.
The reason this song is playing, it's called Cradle Song. I guess it could be from French, Bricus. It just reminds me of my childhood. My mother, not singing it to me, but singing it to my nieces. And they were so, so young. Does anybody in the audience have a memory from long ago? Any songs that they recall from their childhood? Let's ask Hunter. Do you have any memories from long ago? Something that just sticks out?
Like songs?
Just anything.
I remember. So, like, songs, right?
Just anything, childhood stories.
Just childhood stories.
Sleepy time.
Sleepy time.
Never comes to mind.
Well, I remember, like, me and my brother had this Teddy Rupkin, like, teddy bear that taught you how to read. And it could, like, move its mouth and move its eyes. And
those were scary.
It was terrifying.
And
so,
yes,
one night we attacked it. And we, like, destroyed it.
Oh.
Yeah, my parents weren't happy, but we conquered it, right?
That's cool, you could pop the tape in. These were quite nice. So the theme of today, possibly be nighttime, or sleep, one of the two. Sleepy time, dreams, bliss. The lullaby, they say, comes from maybe a Hebrew word, Lilith Abi. Lilith be gone. Lilith, the one that comes to you in your dreams and takes you away. Steals children. And other stuff with males. But this is censored today. Dreams. Soundtracks. Soundtracks to your life. Soundtracks to movies.
This is a cover of a Cranberry song redone by Fei Wong from a movie called Fallen Angels. Fallen Angels, if anybody's ever heard about it, it's a movie of a hitman who keeps in communication with his handler via messages left in a box, mailbox, and faxes of what he has to do on his jobs. There's no connection ever between them, but the handler, she wants to be with him. In the end, since he wants to give up his life, she has him killed. To sum it up, there's more story to that. But that's only half the movie. There's two parts. And it's a companion to another movie called Chungking Express, which is enjoyable as well. So... Dreams, soundtracks. Anyone have a favorite movie they'd like to share? Bill? Do you have a favorite movie?
Yeah, I'm really into Carl Dreyer's The Passion of Joan of Arc from 1927.
What is that about?
It's a silent film about Joan of Arc. It's the most grueling film to sit through because it's all close-ups. 90 minutes of close-ups.
Wow.
And no sound. But, yeah, it was made during the sound era, but chose to do it with no sound for artistic integrity, I guess.
Cool.
It's a great film.
Yeah. Seen something similar to that. Into the Great Silence? Lee.
I can't remember the Dutch lady who's in the film. Is he? Is he one of the monks? Do you know which one?
It's funny how movies...
What?
It's funny how movies are intertwined with life. Yes. So, what about you? Do you have a favorite song from a movie? A Disney movie? Perhaps?
Yeah.
What is that?
Let's see. I dig the songs from Mulan.
Mulan?
Yeah, there's some good ones. I can't think of them right now.
What about that one when they're fighting? When they're actually,
Oh, let's get down to business.
Yes!
The Han. Yeah. Yeah, I like that one. That's it. That's my favorite all-time song.
Or what about the one when they're walking in the snow? Right before they see the fire?
The
destroyed village?
The one about the girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not so much.
Nah. Okay. Well, that one's good too, but I like the getting down to business.
You ever seen Mulan 2? Yeah. Yes. Not quite as happy. And where to sleep when you're dreaming? You could go in the pines.
My girl. I couldn't take Nathan up Charles Divorce to the Pine Grove Blues. Money Gresh.
Also known as Black Girl and Where Did You Sleep Last Night. It's a traditional American folk song which dates back to the late 1800s. Believed to be of Southern Appalachian origin. What you're listening to here is a trifecta. It's a trio with Nirvana. Peg Lee Howell doing a version called Rolling Hills Blues, but along the same theme. And Nathan Abshire, which is a Cajun recording player, singing his rendition of the name of Pine Grove Blues. In 1973, Serge Bishop, someone found 160 permutations of the song, as well as three frequent elements. The person who goes into the parts and who has been captivated has been described as a man, a woman, an adolescent, a wife, a husband, or a parent. While the pines have represented sexuality, death, and loneliness. Where did you sleep last night, Dylan?
In my bed.
This is Mr. Conditional Clause, signing out.